Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started.
Question: what is eSTEM? Answer: eSTEM is also known as electrical stimulation. It's using energy, electricity, to help revitalize and repair and reduce pain in a patient. It's used in all types of various illnesses and impairments. We see electricity was really first used a long time ago in the human body. Think about the electrocardiogram, an EKG, where leads are put around the heart and one can read how the heart is beating. We see pacemakers and defibrillators used to help a heart pump properly and to restart a heart that may stop beating or stop beating normally. In the world of rehabilitation, electrical stimulation is used for a variety of reasons. One reason is to help reduce pain. There's something called a TENS unit, a transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation unit, which essentially one can put little pads on their muscle that in the area of pain, and electrical signals are sent into the body up to the brain. It's thought that this helps interrupt the regularly firing pain signals and reduces the pain through essentially an interruption and through a reducement of the pain. I'll just think of a traffic accident, which then forces people to find alternative routes. Another form that's often used is electrical muscle stimulation. This is when a device will send higher amounts of electricity than a TENS unit into nerves that lead to muscles. So for example, someone who's had a brain injury and has trouble walking, or has had a stroke and has trouble opening and closing their hand, various devices have been developed to send electrical energy into the nerves that then go to the muscle. It's almost bypassing the brain to provide the energy to cause these movements to occur. One often hears of the term muscle or muscular re-education, or also neuromuscular education, when using these electrical stimulation devices. Because think of the brain being connected to the spinal cord. It's essentially the brain, you could call like a battery, that's being connected to a bunch of wires that carry signals all the way down to the muscles. So when there is a damaged area of the brain, these devices are essentially bypassing the brain and providing that energy down nerves into the muscles. Now, again, in most situations then, this means that the nerves and the muscles have to be healthy and intact to accept and transmit these stimulations. So people could be using this to initially help their knee and leg start moving to walk again. And yes, it may be bypassing the brain, but once these signals are being provided to the nerves of the leg and muscles of the leg and foot, signals are then shot back up to the brain, which in essence helps re-educate the brain and reorganize the brain, essentially saying, this is a movement I want to do. I want to walk. I want to open and close my hand. So you provide the stimulation, which then causes the hand to open and close, and the brain is getting a record of this movement of the hand opening and closing, with the goal that over time, one's hand will eventually be able to open and close on its own, or at least with less energy provided by the device. We also see this electrical energy being used in wound care. It's providing electrical energy to the tissue around the wound, to the skin, to the fat, to the blood vessels, to help bring back nutrients and activate cells so that a wound can heal. The basic idea of how these stimulations are set up is that the area around the site that needs the energy will have electrodes applied to them. And then the device that's used will have electrical energy being sent through it. Some people may feel a tingling feeling. Some people may say it's painful. Some people may not be used to the new muscle twitch or spasm that he or she will be receiving. But the idea is these little jolts and shocks and waves of energy are being delivered to the nerves and muscles and other areas to help repair, revamp, and or decrease pain. Many physical therapists and occupational therapists are able to use these devices to help improve movement. Speech therapists are also able to use electrical stimulation to help with swallowing recovery. The electrodes would be placed around your throat to help stimulate those muscles around your throat. You might be eating and getting the stimulation to help retrain your brain to know what is swallowing, what is eating. And also a little jolt to your swallowing muscles may help keep you in line in practicing the proper swallowing protocols you've learned from your speech therapist. There are a few people that should not use a stimulation device. And again, if you're considering using one, you should ask your individual doctor for advice to make sure it works and is safe for your individual situation and reason for using it. But oftentimes people who have heart problems and may have a pacemaker in place or a defibrillator in place may not be able to safely use this. You just think about it. You're sending electrical energy into your body. It may interrupt the device that's also sending electrical energy to your heart. So again, energy and electricity is vitalizing. It gives people life. It gives people light. It helps open the door. And just in kind, it also helps open the door and revitalize and revamp various parts of the body and is an important part of any person's rehabilitation program. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.